Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta Soyanki, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta Soyanki, Delta Soyanki, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
Hello, I'm Mark Vernon, and I'd like to make a short introduction to the next programme, Magneto Mori Kilfinnan. This piece is an exploration of tape recording as a form of memory storage. The piece was produced on location in the Irish mountain town of Kilfinnan during the Hearsay International Audio Arts Festival in 2017. Using a portable reel-to-reel tape recorder, sounds from around the town were recorded onto the first side of the tape over a two-day period. The second side of the tape compiles various voices of Kilfinnan extracted from the radio archives of Dermot McIntyre and Grey Aaron Media, a radio production company based in the town. Some of these recordings date back as far as 20 years or more, with the selections consisting mostly of local history, coverage of community events, news stories of local interest, and interviews with a variety of Kilfinnan residents. Using tape as an analogy for the frailty of human memory, this tape was then cut into pieces of random length, freeing the sounds from their linear chronological sequence. The tape cuttings were then intermingled with a collection of magnets that demagnetise, thus erasing portions of the tape. The tape, along with the magnets, was then buried in a hole in the grounds of the local school. After several days steeped in the earth of Kilfinnan, the remaining audio fragments were exhumed. Dirty, mangled and partially erased, the tape was washed, dried and spliced back together in a random order ready for playback. Once the tape was cut into pieces, there was no way of telling which fragments were which, and in the process of splicing the tape back together, the voice recordings gathered over a 20-year period became interspersed with the sounds of those 2 days spent making field recordings in the area. Further digital recordings were also made around the same location during the period of the tape's interment. The contrast between these higher fidelity field recordings and the degraded analogue sounds added further substrata of time to the process. This programme collages together the original memory tape combined with pre-prepared and processed field recordings made in the intervening days. The piece was first presented at the Kilfinnan Convent Chapel as part of the Hearsay Festival on October 1st, 2017. This is Magneto Mori Kilfinnan.
Everybody. Beto.
In the community, the all okay. Community, so like. What a bit. What a bit.
We're hoping now.
Just twice as big as it's known ever, you know. And as I said, you're more busy than, and you're the media, you see. Blood. And that was all of us. And that created a lot of jobs. There was about 70 or 80 working there. So that's what we finished that. There's no business there now. Only one or two shops there, you know. It's a pity to see it happening. Immigration is the worst, I see. Jeez, they're all gone. All my pals, they're all gone. They're either dead or they're in.
who lived near Kilfinnan, went to
Sons at the High Lies. Now, yeah.
And again, Mr. Thornhill, Barry Reed and Kilpin. He brought it home with him, but a neighbour told him to put it back where he got it. The good thought never failed.
Slippery and Bucky and Steve. There we go, lads. Am I getting lost? Thank you.
Yes, that track brought to you by the Kilfinan Bird Choir.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, isn't it? I said close your eyes.
What's the difference?
The difference is eyes as it goes.
And what is eyes?
Silence outside, I mean inside. in a hot.
You've been listening to Magneto Mori Kilfinan, a meagre resource production for Resonance FM, produced by Mark Vernon.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.